Baseball with Marty Lorre, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley continues live from Giant Spring Training in Arizona on KNBR 104.5 at 680, the sports leader.
All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. And my morning guest today is a voice. You hear him at as a broadcaster for the Sacramento Rivercats as well as a TV star up there. And he's been a good friend of mine for many years. Let me bring in Johnny Daskow. Johnny D, how are you today, buddy?
Good, Tree. I think TV star would be a bit of a stretch, but appreciate it.
Well, I always said you had a face for radio, but now that I worked for you for 2 years, you got a face for TV and radio. How's that?
Face for radio, voice for posters. I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Well, last year was a strange year. 29 years straight, you've been a broadcaster all the way back to Charles City, Iowa in 1991, your first year. And, of course, you've been with the Rivercats since 2001. You also, the Rivercats were part of the Oakland A's organization in 2012. You had 34 games with the big club. And then the Giants took them over, and you've been with the Giants affiliate with the Rivercats the last few years. How has it been working with two organizations like the A's and the Giants?
You know, it's been interesting. I think that's what made that September 17th, 2019 AAA championship day so special was, you know, the A's, obviously with the A's, the Rivercats had so much success with the four PCL championships and the two AAA championships. But everybody knows, I mean, the Giants, as great as they've been at the big league level since 2010, you know, everybody knows about the three world championships. But at the AAA level, they have not had the success the A's and other teams have had. So to get that championship as a Giant affiliate, I think was really gratifying, I'm sure, for the Giants. I mean, they hadn't been in the playoffs last since 1998 in AAA. So to get that opportunity, not only get to the playoffs, but win it all was a thrill. So to do it as a Giant affiliate was really great.
Yeah, you mentioned September 17, 2019. That was your last broadcast, my friend. That was the last time you were doing radio. And this year, we were all stoked as they were going to start in April, and now they pushed it back a month. What does that do to you as well as the Rivercats organization?
Yeah, you know, there's a rhythm to it all, right? There's a rhythm. You have the season, and then you have the postseason, hopefully, and then if you do in the postseason, either win it all or you lose, then you reflect, you decompress, and you get ready for spring. We didn't have that this year, so it was just such an odd time. It just all that big break and not having baseball. But you know, I'm looking forward to getting it going. As long as there's a date that we can look at and say we'll be calling baseball again, right? Like I look forward to April 4th. I thought April 4th could be the day. Well, it looks like May 6th is going to be the day. So as long as there's a day, I mean, let's get this right. We're at the back end of this pandemic. So let's get it right and get ready. I miss it, though, Lask. I miss calling ball. You know, you call ball day for 29 years. You just miss it. You miss it. I'll take a 13-12 game in the fifth in Reno. I'll take a 3 a.m. wake up. I don't care. I just want to call ball again. You know?
Well, I know you follow your daughter doing volleyball. I asked you this many times in the winter. Are you doing play-by-play for M in the stands doing volleyball?
Yeah, you miss it. I find myself doing golf, everything. You know, you just miss doing the games. And I can't wait. I can't wait for May. Counting down the days to May 6th now.
Well, one of the things Rivercat fans as well as Giant fans did is Raley Field is no longer Raley Field. They have changed it to Sutter Health Park. Tell me a little bit about that change. That happened last winter, if I'm not mistaken.
It did, and a lot of changes at the ballpark. You know, we Raley Field for so long, and it's going to be hard. We get fined if we say Raley Field, and I'm sure I'll be saying it a lot. But Sutter Health Park, I'm used to saying Sutter Health Park, but Sutter Health has been a big sponsor of ours for a long time. They've been wonderful, and to have them as the main sponsor at the ballpark is going to be awesome. But it's if you look at it, it looks beautiful now. You come to the ballpark. It looks even more beautiful than it was before.
One of the best ballparks, if you've ever been there, get out there and watch some games this summer, Sacramento Rivercats, and you're going to have a good team, man. The way this roster is set here and everything's going to filter down to you, Johnny D, that's going to be a quality team.
it looks like it, Lasky. I'm just excited to get it going and see these guys, because there's a lot of talent in the Giants farm system right now. I think what Farhan has done over the last few years, built this system up, and it's going to be a treat to watch these guys. I know the first month is going to be the alternate site, so these guys are going to get their work in, inter-squad games, whatever. But once we get to May 6th, they get competitive ball games in AAA. It's a treat. You know, look, we're going to play. It's going to be different this year. And as I told my boss, look, no complaining this year. I'm a twig in a stream because, look, we're going to play Reno probably 35 times. We'll play Vegas 30. Right? I mean, we got some brawls here last. You know, playing these teams so many. It's going to be like the old Texas League where you play teams so many times. So.
Yeah, well, and of course, it's the travel that you're talking about. There's no travel, not much travel, I should say. But before we end, Johnny D, I want to talk about Goodnight M, a baseball and life through Haku. You become a writer. You're a publicist. You're all kind of things. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this book. And I was looking up some testimonials. Haku was amazing. It's a great book. Love each single page. It's amazing. Hard to put it down. So many great words. So much creativity. Emotions are universal. Love this book. These are so many great testimonials. And I'm going to throw mine in there. I did not put that book down. I read it from cover to cover. It's an easy read. It's a cool read. There's so many emotions you put in this book. Tell me your thoughts as we end this interview.
Oh, thanks for the kind words. No, I love writing it. I had a whole summer off, and I've been writing haikus for years on Southwest flights in the Coast League. So I figured, you know, why not put it in a book? So I started writing them, and one led to 10, led to 100, and then I just put a book together. And I really didn't have a plan. I didn't even really think about writing a book till I wrote, like, I was at about 150 to 175 of them. I'm like, you know, I should put together a book because I was just enjoying just the time outside, my coffee, relaxing, writing haikus. I see that Gabe Kapler's been writing some haikus and putting them on Twitter. He's pretty good. He's actually pretty good.
Well, tell the viewers where you can pick up this book, Johnny D.
Yeah, they can go to johnnydosco.com and pick up the book right there.
Excellent.
So it was a quick read. Let's put it that way. There are haikus. There are about 200 of them, so it's a 15-minute read. But it's fun. Mostly baseball, some life and baseball. So appreciate the.
Well,
plug,
it's
buddy.
Been good. Thank it was you. Good book, and there's some good stuff about players that you've met and some of their thoughts. But listen, man, hey, you know it's great always hearing your voice. You and I catch up all the time, and you just take care. Get ready for a vocal side of you once baseball starts. And again, Johnny D, take care, my friend, and we'll be chatting.
Thanks, Tree. Can't wait. Appreciate it.
All right. Johnny Doskow, the TV and radio broadcaster for the Sacramento River Cats, here on Talking Baseball, 104.5, 680, the sports leader.